The Global Climate Strike, a worldwide event to bring awareness to climate change, was a focus at the University of Rochester on Friday. Students organized a teach-in with speakers from groups working to combat the climate crisis. WXXI's Noelle Evans was there.
Ashley Barden is a senior at the university and one of the organizers of the teach-in. She says she was moved to take action because national and international leaders aren't doing enough to curb climate change.
Our own president doesn't give a shit about the earth, and, you know, the Paris Agreement is in shambles.
She's 20, and like others who were born into this crisis, she feels her future is already limited.
I don't want to have children because I think my children are going to die for climate-related reasons. I feel very strongly about this. I feel the immediacy of it. The Amazon rainforest was like a straw that broke the camel's back for me.
Barden's referring to fires set by farmers in the Brazilian Amazon. Sue Staropoli is with the environmental group Pachamama Alliance. She says the narrative around global climate disruption needs to change.
People think it's too late and they go into despair, but what we're trying to do is invite people into focusing not on the problems, but let's focus on the solutions and let's empower people into action.
She says that composting, replenishing soil, and changing the way land is used for agriculture are all viable options. Strikes and protests calling for leaders to address climate change as an emergency have been going on for years, and they are not anticipated to end today. On Friday, September 27th, a student-led strike is expected to gather in front of Rochester City Hall. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.